City Council learned details Tuesday night of a major expansion planned by North Shore Sports and Auto Inc. next to its old Garden River Road location. Preliminary specifics of a commercial plaza were disclosed by Gord Acton, a lawyer representing the Powersports dealership, as councillors approved a previously rejected land deal needed for the project to proceed. There would be businesses like businesses that provide heating, electrical, plumbing services, Acton said. That type of business that would use the new buildings for the housing of their inventory and for the deployment of the workers who would provide those services to the residents and businesses of Sault Ste. Marie, he added, responding to questions from Ward 4 Coun. Marchie Bruni. That's only an example. The discussions which have gone on with potential tenants are confidential. I would not want to put out the names of businesses that are looking to locate there because we are under some confidentiality provisions with respect to the commercial negotiations which are ongoing. But those are the kinds of businesses that would be there. They would be expanding by bringing in complementary businesses onto the site, which all operate within the zoning bylaws. They would be adding additional commercial space for businesses which are looking for that type of facility that they can rent from the Rochettas in their new building, in order to carry out their commercial businesses. These would be additional commercial spaces for the service sector industry, which are needed in Sault Ste. Marie and which are being looked for accommodation, Acton explained. Hours of operation? Bruni demanded. That would be the typical hours of operation like the Rochettas carry on their business, Acton replied. They would not increase the time frames which the businesses currently operate under, like the Rochettas, where their technicians are finished on Friday at 4. They're not there on the weekends. Bruni. What about noise level? Would there be a lot of noise? Would there be a track? Acton. Absolutely not. There's no intention to build a track there, whatsoever. Any of the complementary businesses would be of the same type. They're not working there at night. They don't have machinery out in the yard making noise. They are subject to the noise bylaw of the city of Sault Ste. Marie and they would certainly not be a disturbance to the neighborhood. Sale of the city-owned 69 Old Garden River Road to Rochetta Holdings Inc. had been rejected by councillors on September 27. But the unusual vote was questioned and councillors agreed Tuesday to reconsider it. The property deal was then approved, even after Ward 5 Coun. Corey Gardy reversed his earlier position and opposed the sale. This opportunity provided for reconsideration has allowed me the opportunity to reconsider the vote that I cast, Gardy said. I've changed my mind, he said, indicating that remarks from Ward 4 Coun. Rick Nero had swayed him. Nero argued against selling the property, pointing out that it might be needed in the future for any expansion of the recently approved adjacent withdrawal management facility. It's an important piece of property in relation to what we did at 145 Old Garden River Road. I think it's important that we keep it in our possession. Here's how your councillors voted on the bylaw approving the sale of 69 Old Garden River Road to the Rochetta family, Ward 1 Coun. Sandra Hollingsworth, for Ward 2 Coun. Luke Dufour, for Ward 2 Coun. Lisa Vezo Allen, against Ward 3 Coun. Donna Hilsinger, against Ward 4 Coun. Marchie Bruni, for Ward 4 Coun. Rick Nero, against Ward 5 Coun. Corey Gardy, against Ward 5 Coun. Matthew Scott, for Mayor Christian Provenzano, for, I continue to support disposing of the property, said Mayor Provenzano. The mayor admitted he was disappointed with the $359,000 selling price. The reality is, we did expose the property to the market, he said. It's arguable that we did get market value. I want to point out to everybody who followed along with this, it wasn't a quick or rash decision. It was a matter that some time was taken with. When it was decided to declare the market surplus, the property was put to market and we chose the maximum market value that we could achieve in that case. We have to do what we can to increase our tax base, to increase assessment, to generate more revenue, Provenzano said. When we are holding on to property, we accrue no revenue from that property and it is a burden that the taxpayers carry. But when we dispose of that property, we accrue revenue from it and that is a benefit to the taxpayer. Provenzano added that it's important for the city to support local business. I saw this as a case where there was a healthy business with young entrepreneurs. This was an opportunity to help them grow that business and improve that business. I thought that was an added benefit and I wanted to support that, the mayor said.